This is about the story about the 10 lepers. And it only appears in Dr. Luke's book, as does the parable of the Good Samaritan, the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin and the lost son. But you know, sufficient for us tonight is looking at this wee miracle here of how the Lord healed the 10 lepers. First of all, we want to look at their condition. Jesus was en route to Jerusalem, passing through Samaria and Galilee, and entering into a certain village, it says, and there met him 10 men that were lepers. Notice there were 10 of them. There wasn't 5 or 4, but there was 10. There was a company. And you know, on the broad road, there's always a company. It says, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. There was 10 of them. And it said they stood afar off. They stood afar off. And I want you to notice their condition. They were lepers. You know, leprosy in the Bible times as today is a terrible disease. Thank God our brother Bill Woods has, under God, seen a great work done in Brazil. But leprosy in Bible times was a terrible disease. They had to cry unclean, unclean, and were ostracized and put out of the camp. That was God's command. And here these men, they stood afar off. You know, leprosy would equate to sin. And you know, whenever we're born in sin and we're afar off from God, we're far off from God. Their condition, they were lepers. They were lepers. Miriam, we think of Miriam. Miriam thought that Moses alone hadn't got the word of God. And her and Aaron challenged Moses. And God smote her with leprosy. Smote her with leprosy. And you know, what did Aaron say? Alas, my Lord, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have sinned and done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Sin separates from God. The condition of these men, they were lepers. But I want you to notice their position. They were afar off. I wonder tonight, and this is the first Lord's Day of a new year, I wonder what your position is to God. Are you afar off? Or are you near to God? You know, Peter followed afar off. And there's those who are far off from God tonight. It's a sad thing to start off a new year not knowing the presence and power of God in our life. And I wonder tonight, as God looks into all our hearts, where we are in relation to the Lord. They were afar off. It's a good time to take stock. You know, in the business world and in the place where I work, when it comes round to the end of the year or the beginning of the year, we always take stock and stock take to see if we've made any money and I get staying on for another wee while longer. And you know, it's good to take stock in our spiritual life to see where we are. See if we're going on with God. Look round the foundations and see where we stand before Him. And see if we're progressing or if we're going back. There's one sure thing, we're either going on or we're going back. And we need to be sure that we're going on with God. It's easy in these days to live a nominal Christian life. We've got all got the phrases we can pray. And we've all got the cliches we can use. And we have learned them maybe from other people. But it's a different thing if we're following closely with the Lord. And here was their position. They were afar off. They were afar off. But I want you to notice in verse 13 their cry. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They had no help within themselves. They needed help from an outside source. And thank God they cried to the right person. And you know, the only one who can help us and the only one who can do us good tonight is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. For neither is there salvation in any other, For there's none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved, their cry. And what was the Lord's command to them? Well, the Lord's command was, go, show yourself unto the priests. And they were obedient. Obedience always brings blessing. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Go, show yourself unto the priests. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. They were cleansed. Obedience always. They believed God's word and were healed and were cleansed. It says in Romans 10, and our brother Sinclair quoted out of Romans 10 tonight, Romans 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But I want you to notice there was something took place just now with these 10 lepers which made a wee difference. I want you to notice the Samaritan's thankfulness. There was 10 healed, but there was only one who was thankful. The Samaritan, when he saw he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice, glorified God. Where is he now? He's not standing afar off. No. But he's on his face at the feet of the Saviour. Those feet that would soon carry the Saviour to outside Jerusalem, where he would be put to death for sinners. And there the Samaritan is on his face before the Lord. The Samaritan had been made nigh, and he was thankful. And surely we can say tonight, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation. So rich and so full and so free. I want you to notice in the next place the Lord's searching question. What does it say in verse 17? And Jesus answering said, where were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Where are the 9? Well, the 9 went on to the priests. They were content with outward shell of religion and with ceremony. But this man wanted to be in the presence of the Lord. And there's many tonight have a ceremony of religion. They've got the outward shell of religion. They've got all the trappings of religion. But this one man here, he was down at the feet of the Saviour. It was a searching question. I wonder tonight where we stand. Are we in with the 9? Are we in with the 1? It says in verse 18, they are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Save this stranger. Verse 19 says, this man was lying at the Saviour's feet, and he said, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. He had faith in God. What is faith in God? Well, it's been termed forsaking all I trust or take him. And this man trusted alone on what the Lord Jesus Christ had done. There's a wee part in Leviticus, and I'm going to turn to it now, Leviticus 14, and I'm just going to let you see what it says in the Old Testament about the cleansing of the leper. It's very important. If I can get Leviticus, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Leviticus 14, 1-8, listen to these verses. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, there shall be the law of the leper. In the day of his cleansing he shall be brought in unto the priest. And the priest shall go forth out of the camp. And the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed, two birds, alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet and hyssop, and the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in the earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet and the hyssop, and shall dip them in the living bird, in the blood of the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water, and he shall sprinkle upon him that is cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. I believe this is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. One bird was killed in the earthen vessel. I know the Lord Jesus Christ came down to this world and took upon himself our form. He took upon himself our form. And you know, he not only done that, but he went the whole way to Calvary. And bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood. He sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah. What a Savior. And that living bird was dipped in the blood of the other bird that was killed. And it was let go into the open field. I know, thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ has not only cleansed us, but he has taken our sin far away. And as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. We can say tonight, upon a life that we did not live, and upon a death that we did not die, another's life and another's death. Thank God I can stake my soul's eternal welfare. Wonder where you are tonight? Are you depending alone upon the finished work of the cross? Are you trusting alone upon what the Lord Jesus Christ has done? Are you looking alone to him? For there neither is there salvation in any other. But you know, I was thinking about this just over this past week, and these lepers were afar off. And you know, there's those in the Word of God who were afar off. We can think of Adam. Adam was in fellowship with God, Adam and Eve, and then they ate the forbidden fruit. And he went and hid himself among the trees of the garden. He was afar off. And the Lord came to him and he said, "Where art thou?" And you know, I wonder, as God looks down upon this congregation tonight, this would be a good question. And the Lord could search your hearts, "Where art thou? Where art thou in regard to your own eternal welfare? Are you walking with God? Are you?" And you know, the Lord came seeking for Adam. Adam didn't come seeking for God. I know God could be seeking for you tonight in this meeting on the first Lord's Day of a new year. And he's looking for you. And what did the Lord do for Adam? He slew the animals and he made them coats of skins and clothed them. I wonder tonight, are you clothed with that provision that God has made? Thank God for the robe of Christ's righteousness which had been provided on the looms of Calvary. And thank God you can be covered over with that precious provision. Of course we have in that chapter 3 the first promise of a Redeemer. I was also thinking about Mephibosheth. I love the story of Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was Jonathan's son. And the word came that Jonathan and Saul had been slain in battle. And the nurse that was looking after Mephibosheth got up in haste and took that five-year-old boy and he dropped him and his feet was lame. And then when David came to the throne, he said, "Is there any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And one said, "There is one, Mephibosheth." "Where is he?" "He is in Lodabar." Lodabar was a place of no pasture. Maybe you're in a place of no pasture tonight. Maybe you're not feeding upon what God has provided for you. And you know, the king sent for him. And they brought him back. The king went seeking for him. Mephibosheth didn't come seeking for the king. But the king brought him back. And he brought him right into his table. And he set him down. And he was to eat bread continually at the Lord's table. Can you say tonight, I'm feasting on the living bread, I'm drinking at the fountainhead, and whoso drinketh, Jesus said, shall never, never thirst again. And it says in the end of that chapter, and Samuel, that he did eat bread continually at the king's table, and he was lame on both his feet. You know, although we're saved, thank God, was hidden, it was under the table, as someone has said. And he was eating bread continually at the Lord's, at the king's table. Thank God we can eat continually of the provision that the Lord has given to us. I wonder, are you doing that? You know, it says in the Word of God in Ephesians 2 and verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Have you been made nigh? Have you been made nigh? Are you still at a distance to the Lord? Maybe you did walk well with the Lord, and maybe something has come in, the old devil has tripped you up, and tonight you're not walking the way you once walked. What a night to start afresh with the Lord. What a night to come back to the Lord and get your soul blessed. I trust that God will bless us and bless our minister, keep his hand upon us for good in these days. And if you're here tonight, and maybe you're backslidden, maybe you made a profession like our brother Sinclair did, maybe you were buttonholed and made something years ago, and there, you haven't got an up-to-date experience with the Lord, tonight would be the night when you could come to the feet of the Savior. It was down, we're singing it, and tonight it was down at the feet of Jesus. Oh, that happy, happy day that my soul found peace in believing and my sins were washed away. What a place to be. Those nail-pierced feet, those nail-scarred hands, and as our brother often says, they're still in heaven. He's there pleading our cause tonight. And thank God we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ, the righteous one. I trust the Lord will bless this stammering word to your hearts tonight and encourage God's people. And those who are cold and backslidden will be warmed in their own soul. And if you're away from God, even tonight, if you want to speak to our minister or to some of the brethren, thank God they'll only be too pleased to have a word with you and point you. We can't do anything for you, but thank God the Lord can meet your need. And he's here to do that even in this meeting tonight. May the Lord bless each one, our brother.